Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. From Christian Faith Publishing, it's the highly praised book, The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, as assembled by Barry Pearson. Barry is our guest on today's This Week in America. Barry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad you allow me to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure, and this book is so well done, and I'm sure required a lot of inspiration and research to do it, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. In fact, let's start about the project. How did this whole book begin? Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. Why did you feel it was so necessary to assemble this book?
Well, I felt Deuteronomy 18:15, where Moses said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him you shall hearken. You know, when I first read the Bible, and I read that, it just stayed with me,
yes.
You know. So, and then when I got to the New Testament and read Jesus, I kind of put that back to him, that he was that prophet. So, and then from there, it just stuck with me year after year. And sort of about 3-4 years ago, I wondered, was there a book out there that just showed Jesus' word? And I looked on the internet, I couldn't find none, so it just came to me just to put this book together.
Well, Barry Pearson has done that. If you're looking now to see if there's a book out there like this, you'll find there is one, the one written by Barry, The Book of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. Barry Pearson is the author and our guest. That's Berry. Pearson is Pearson. Of course, you'll find the book available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site with information on Barry's book there. I'm going to talk about the process of writing this book, but first a little background. Talk about your background and where this faith began and led you to writing this book.
Well, I was born in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, and I was raised up as a Baptist. But shortly in my mid-teens, I got away from my faith. I felt like the teacher I received then was, if you sin, you're going to hell. So, and I sinned, and that was my thought, I was going to hell. So I said, before I go there, I'm going to enjoy my life. Okay.
Yes.
So it's through the years, which it was many years, until I got to about 46, I felt like life just beat me down to a point I said, Lord, I can't do this no more. You need to take over. And shortly after that, a friend of mine, he was in Washington, the state of Washington, he mailed me a Bible. And when he did that, it puzzled me at first. And then I said, well, it was meant for me to read. So I read it. I read it from front to back. And I saw that I had a forgiving, loving father, not one that wanted to condemn me, to send me to hell. So, and from there, my faith kept growing, you know, day
yes.
by day.
It sounds like that book in the mail came right about the right time in your life, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It caused a big change in me. Just to know that my father loved me. You know, he didn't condemn me.
Barry Pearson, our guest on the program, talking about the book he's written, The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about the process. This has been with you for a while, as you mentioned. You decided to write the book. Talk about the research. How extensive was the research in putting this book together and assembling it the way that you thought was going to be the most impactful for the reader?
Well, when I first did it, I took all of the words that was in red in the Bible, and I wrote it out just like that. But the Spirit hit me and said, that's not the way it is. That's not Jesus' word, because the italicized word in there is not of Jesus. It is man's word trying to describe what Jesus said. So I had to do it again. The first time took about six months to do. The second time took about a little more time, even though I used less words. It took like 7 more months to do it. And after that, it still wasn't the way, the filler still wasn't complete, so I had to write it over again. The third time was the charm.
Third time did it. Well, this book was so important to you. It wasn't just writing it. It was doing it properly, obviously, was the motivation. You weren't satisfied until you felt it was really ready to be made public.
Right. Right. So, and then I had, the Lord sent me just the right people to really make it come out like he wanted to come out. And just Jeremy Stewart, Amanda Jones, and Pamela, which I note them in my book. They all gave me help on, especially Jeremy. He provided me with the theme where it should be, how it should be, how it came out. He helped me with that on the computer. Amanda assisted me. She led me to Jeremy to do it.
It was like this book was destined to happen, doesn't it? I mean, it just, everything fell into place. And
it started with a
friend that sends you a Bible, and now you're to the point where you're a published author, and you're talking about it nationally, the book, The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's interesting, and you just, I think, touched on that, how the book is laid out, because you organize the material in such a way it's very reader-friendly. You've got the index, a quick reference. If we're looking for a specific word we'd like to search, you have that in the index. It's really laid out to be reader-friendly. There's no reason not to read this book and use it as a reference.
Also, if you notice on the cover, it's not a picture, a so-called picture of Jesus on the cover.
Yes.
It's a word, bless. And it's there because Jesus is the word. And Jesus came to bless us. And his word do bless us. He is blessed, you know. And that's why that word is there. It places a picture of Jesus. Because it is him.
What are some of the main points, topics that you address in the book? And then what do you hope the reader takes away from the book?
How much he loves us. And how much he gives us. You know, the example of how to live, how we should live, and how we could live. That's is his main point, you know, to give us, to show us his love. I just hope it'll open up our hearts and our minds to his word. Because I figure the only thing a man got is his word. And if he can't prove, lived up to his word or show his word, then he'd be less of a man. But Jesus, he not only told us how to do it, he also did it himself. Like, in one word, he said, one way he said, we should turn the other cheek. If somebody hit one side of the cheek, we should give another. He did that. he not just only said that, he did it, you know. So that's the way we should follow him.
Yes.
As he showed us.
Barry Pearson, our guest in the program, that's BerryPearson. The book is The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. When you read the book, your faith will be strengthened. Barry, as you were writing the book, putting this together, what impact did this have on you?
It just only strengthened my faith in him to know that he truly loved me. I mean, like I said, when I read the Bible the first time, it changed me. It started to change. When I wrote this, it's like it just enhanced that feeling of his love, you know. And I'm steady growing even more through it.
What are some of the examples in your life of some of the topics that you discuss in your book? Talk about feeling the presence of Christ in your life.
Well, to know me now and to know me, let's say even 20 years ago.
Yes.
It's totally different. I'm a totally different person. I was talking to my youngest daughter not too long ago, and she mentioned some things in our lifetime that I have done, and I couldn't believe that was me. Totally. I have no recollection. I couldn't remember these things she was saying, but I know my daughter when that lied to me about me.
Yes.
So that there showed me a big change. And it was through this book. It was through the Bible, you know. It wasn't me. It was the Spirit working on me.
Well, a total transformation, obviously, that you went through. The book is the Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. Barry Pearson assembled the author of the book. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link that has Barry's book. What kind of reaction, feedback are you getting from the book?
I'm getting some real strong feedback. Some people, a lot of people won't be asking me to, they want to present my book out there, like on this radio program. But other people want to offer me an agent and stuff to mass produce, to get my message out there, get the book out there. So I had quite a few offers about that.
Well, it's a very important message and so well done. Are you working on any other projects now? I know it took a while and several attempts to get this the way you wanted it, but you're so gifted in the assembly, the way you put this together, the way you did the presentation. Are you working on any other projects now?
Not at the moment. I got something in my head I'm thinking of, but I haven't worked on it yet.
What has this whole process been like for you? And I ask that because your book, read by people, will be life-altering. It may change. It may have the same impact that when you receive the Bible from your friend. It may open a whole new world to these people. How does that make you feel, knowing that what you've assembled, the book you put together, could really be life-altering for future readers?
I'm hoping for that impact. I know it would, because it's Jesus' word. Anything that Jesus put out there, it's going to grab people. I mean, you got to be totally shut up and not to feel his word. You really got to, you know, that devil got to have a hold on you in order not for you to feel his word. Well, I'm looking forward to a lot of people changing a lot of hearts.
Well, and you've put this together for them, and that will be, I'm sure, the bottom line. The book is called The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. The author is Berry Pearson. That's BerryPearson. The book, of course, is available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site that will give you all the information on Berry and the book, and you can order it there as well. Berry, a job well done. I'm glad you persevered and gave it three opportunities to write itself, because it really is an inspirational message that you are relaying. It's been a pleasure having him on the program. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on a job well done. We'll look forward to your next project.
Thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Berry Pearson, author of the book, The Blood of Christ, What Jesus Said, Inspired by the Holy Spirit. You'll find it at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after we pause for these messages.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.